Claude AI helps recover $395,000 in Bitcoin, trapped on old computer. A longtime Bitcoin holder used Anthropic's Claude to walk through the technical steps needed to recover 4.96 BTC, worth roughly $395,000, as of May 14, 2026, from a personal computer that had been left untouched for years. CoinDesk reported the recovery on May 14, with BTC trading at $79,097 at the time of writing, down 1.7% over the prior 24 hours. The story is small in dollar terms, by industry standards. The reason it matters is the method. A consumer AI assistant guided an ordinary holder through a recovery process that, in earlier eras, would have required either deep technical knowledge or paying a specialist firm a five-figure fee. That changes the economics of lost coin recovery. A wallet that sat through several cycles, the holder reportedly bought the coins at a much lower price and never moved them. The funds sat through the 2017 run, the 2020 to 2021 cycle, and the more recent rally to all-time highs above $100,000 earlier this cycle. By the time the owner attempted recovery, the original software environment was deprecated, the drive had developed issues, and the wallet format itself predated several common tooling conventions. According to CoinDesk, the owner used Claude to identify the wallet type, run diagnostic commands against the disk image, and extract the keys without overwriting any data on the original drive. That last detail is the important one. The most common failure mode in DIY recovery is destroying the very data you are trying to read. The specialist firm market just got smaller before consumer AI assistants were capable of this kind of step-by-step guidance. Holders in this situation had three options: pay a recovery firm a percentage of the wallet's value, often 20% or more; hire a freelance specialist on an hourly basis with no guarantee of success; attempt recovery alone and risk damaging the data permanently. A 20% fee on a $395,000 wallet is $79,000. That is a meaningful saving even after the cost of an AI subscription. Specialist recovery firms have built businesses on the spread between what holders can do alone and what trained operators can do. AI assistants compress that spread. This does not eliminate the specialist market. Some recoveries involve hardware-level forensic work, encrypted files where the passphrase is gone entirely, or wallets with corruption that cannot be repaired by software alone. But the addressable market for routine, "I forgot how to open my old wallet" jobs has shrunk. Self-custody safety implications. The CoinDesk story is positive press for self-custody, but it also surfaces a longer-running concern. If consumer AI assistants can walk a wallet owner through recovery using only the data on a drive, they can in principle walk anyone with access to that drive through the same process. The recovery worked because the owner had the device, knew the rough vintage of the wallet, and could describe the setup. A motivated attacker with stolen hardware can describe the same things. This is not a hypothetical threat. Physical attacks on crypto holders have been a growing problem this year. And a key part of the threat model is what an attacker can do with a seized laptop or hardware wallet once it is in their possession. AI-assisted forensics raises the floor on what an opportunistic thief can extract. The defensive response is the same as it has been. Hardware wallets, passphrase protection on top of the seed phrase, and avoiding hot wallet balances that exceed what you would tolerate losing if the device walked out the door. For holders who keep meaningful amounts in self-custody setups, the recovery story is a reminder that the same toolkit that helps an honest owner can also help a dishonest one. A useful counterweight to the doom narrative: most AI and crypto news in the past month has been negative. Anthropic recently voided unauthorized trades of tokenized stock. North Korean group stole $2.1 billion using increasingly AI-assisted social engineering, and several phishing campaigns have used LLMs to craft target-specific lure emails. A story where an LLM helps someone recover their own coins is the opposite trajectory. It is also a useful data point for anyone who has assumed their old wallet is permanently inaccessible. The bar to attempt a recovery is now lower than it has been in years.